1. You hear a girl telling a friend about a charity walk she went on.
How was your charity walk, Megan?
Brilliant. Yeah, everyone enjoyed it. We do it every year, but it's always a struggle for me to get to the end. It's 25 kilometres, which is further than I ever walk usually. I think everyone's feet were really sore by the end, and a couple of people hurt their ankles. The path goes up over some quite rough ground by the lake, but they made it over the finish line.
I guess the rain halfway around didn't help.
No, that was a pain, especially as it hadn't been forecast. But it actually cleared up before the end, so that made crossing the finish line even better.
How was your charity walk, Megan?
Brilliant. Yeah, everyone enjoyed it. We do it every year, but it's always a struggle for me to get to the end. It's 25 kilometres, which is further than I ever walk usually. I think everyone's feet were really sore by the end, and a couple of people hurt their ankles. The path goes up over some quite rough ground by the lake, but they made it over the finish line.
I guess the rain halfway around didn't help.
No, that was a pain, especially as it hadn't been forecast. But it actually cleared up before the end, so that made crossing the finish line even better.
Two, you hear a teacher talking to his class about a play they are going to see at the theatre.
Now, as you know, we've booked to see the play Cumberdown on Thursday. We've done a lot of work on it in class, but you may well change your opinions about it once you see it performed. As we've noticed, the storyline revolves around the actions of the hero's brother. So as you're watching, ask yourselves why he behaved as he did, and be prepared to share your answers next week. The art students among you will definitely get some inspiration for your next project from the scenery the designers have come up with. Although, personally, I feel it's too decorative for the play. Right, let's move on to today's lesson. Now, as you know, we've booked to see the play Cumberdown on Thursday. We've done a lot of work on it in class, but you may well change your opinions about it once you see it performed. As we've noticed, the storyline revolves around the actions of the hero's brother. So as you're watching, ask yourselves why he behaved as he did, and be prepared to share your answers next week. The art students among you will definitely get some inspiration for your next project from the scenery the designers have come up with. Although, personally, I feel it's too decorative for the play. Right, let's move on to today's lesson.
Three. You hear a girl talking about her brother's new job.
So how's your brother's new job going, Kirsty?
Fine, thanks. He seems to be settling in okay.
Good. I was surprised he'd looked for another job. I thought he was happy in his old one.
Well, he was, and he enjoyed the work, but he just felt he wouldn't move up and get to take on more responsibility if he stayed there. There are some similarities between that job and what he's doing now, though. You know, going abroad and stuff. He's been asked to go to the United States on business next month, which he hadn't expected so soon, so he's pleased about that.
I'm sure. Lucky him. So how's your brother's new job going, Kirsty?
Fine, thanks. He seems to be settling in okay.
Good. I was surprised he'd looked for another job. I thought he was happy in his old one.
Well, he was, and he enjoyed the work. But he just felt he wouldn't move up and get to take on more responsibility if he stayed there. There are some similarities between that job and what he's doing now, though. You know, going abroad and stuff. He's been asked to go to the United States on business next month, which he hadn't expected so soon, so he's pleased about that.
I'm sure. Lucky him.
4. You hear a boy talking to his sister about the meal she's cooking.
What are you making, Jackie?
Oh, a pie for supper. It's Dad's favourite. I wanted to surprise him.
Are you sure it's supposed to look like that? It's a strange shape.
Oh, don't worry. That's only because I added more meat and vegetables before I put the pastry on top. There wouldn't have been enough for all of us otherwise.
Right. Maybe you could put some decoration or something on top, just to make it look nicer?
Yeah, I've already made some shapes to put on. Look, I think I'll brush the top with some egg too. Then it'll be nice and golden once it's cooked.
Sounds good. What are you making, Jackie?
Oh, a pie for supper. It's Dad's favourite. I wanted to surprise him.
Are you sure it's supposed to look like that? It's a strange shape.
Oh, don't worry. That's only because I added more meat and vegetables before I put the pastry on top. There wouldn't have been enough for all of us otherwise.
Right. Maybe you could put some decoration or something on top, just to make it look nicer?
Yeah, I've already made some shapes to put on. Look, I think I'll brush the top with some egg too. Then it'll be nice and golden once it's cooked.
Sounds good.
Five. You hear a boy telling a friend about a toy he played with as a child.
Who's that boy in the photo, Sam?
Oh, that's me when I was 8 or 9, holding a model train engine. It used to belong to my dad.
Was it part of that train set you've still got in your room?
Yeah, my dad and I built all that together. My mates used to come round and we'd spend hours playing with it. That engine was Dad's favourite, but it didn't go as fast as some of the others I'd got, so I finally just put it in a box in my room. He was quite upset, I think, but we did manage to find a replacement.
Right. Who's that boy in the photo, Sam?
Oh, that's me when I was 8 or 9, holding a model train engine. It used to belong to my dad.
Was it part of that train set you've still got in your room?
Yeah, my dad and I built all that together. My mates used to come round and we'd spend hours playing with it. That engine was Dad's favourite, but it didn't go as fast as some of the others I'd got, so I finally just put it in a box in my room. He was quite upset, I think, but we did manage to find a replacement.
Right.
Six. You hear a girl getting advice from a friend about some creative writing homework.
What's up, Yasmin?
Oh, it's that story we've got to write for our English class. Usually I've got loads of ideas, but nothing's coming this time. I'm unwilling to ask Mrs. Watson for help until I'm really desperate.
Well, she'd be the best person to ask. And your dad's a writer. If anyone would know how to tackle it, he would. Or how about flicking through some storybooks? That could spark some ideas.
Honestly, I can't think of anything. I'll have to admit defeat and speak to someone who knows more about it.
Maybe you could have a break from it and come back to it later.
Yeah, I could, if it wasn't due in 2 days.
Right. What's up, Yasmin?
Oh, it's that story we've got to write for our English class. Usually I've got loads of ideas, but nothing's coming this time. I'm unwilling to ask Mrs. Watson for help until I'm really desperate.
Well, she'd be the best person to ask. And your dad's a writer. If anyone would know how to tackle it, he would. Or how about flicking through some storybooks? That could spark some ideas.
Honestly, I can't think of anything. I'll have to admit defeat and speak to someone who knows more about it.
Maybe you could have a break from it and come back to it later.
Yeah, I could, if it wasn't due in 2 days.
Right.
Seven. You hear a teacher telling her class about an exhibition on their city's architecture.
OK, let's talk about next Tuesday's trip to the City Architecture Exhibition. Over the last century, the city's experienced a lot of reconstruction, and as we discussed last week, it's largely down to that that our environment has improved. As you'll see at the exhibition, many artists and designers got involved in the city's regeneration. But just how far did they contribute to the buildings we have today, and what other factors were involved as well? That's something you should give some thought to. And if any potential architects among you can think of ways to make the city even better, do share them when we get back. OK, let's talk about next Tuesday's trip to the City Architecture Exhibition. Over the last century, the city's experienced a lot of reconstruction, and as we discussed last week, it's largely down to that that our environment has improved. As you'll see at the exhibition, many artists and designers got involved in the city's regeneration. But just how far did they contribute to the buildings we have today, and what other factors were involved as well? That's something you should give some thought to. And if any potential architects among you can think of ways to make the city even better, do share them when we get back.
Eight. You hear a boy telling his cousin about a skiing trip he went on.
So, how was your skiing trip?
Well, I'd never skied before, so I wasn't whizzing down the slopes immediately. But our instructor was brilliant. I improved quickly.
Great.
Anyway, he finally took us down a really steep slope. I was pretty confident and managing to keep control. But then I started heading for a tree.
Oh, no.
I know. The only way I could stop was to fall over in the snow.
You could have been badly hurt doing that. I mean, it's hard to believe that the instructor would have let you loose like that, knowing you'd only just started to learn to ski. In your position, I'd have refused to even try it.
Yeah, well...
So, how was your skiing trip?
Well, I'd never skied before, so I wasn't whizzing down the slopes immediately. But our instructor was brilliant. I improved quickly.
Great.
Anyway, he finally took us down a really steep slope. I was pretty confident and managing to keep control. But then I started heading for a tree.
Oh, no.
I know. The only way I could stop was to fall over in the snow.
You could have been badly hurt doing that. I mean, it's hard to believe that the instructor would have let you loose like that, knowing you'd only just started to learn to ski. In your position, I'd have refused to even try it.
Yeah, well...